Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I obviously get a chance to meet a lot of fantastic people, interesting people through this show and through this career in media. And, you know, one guy I love is Connor Geary. You know him as Game Day Connor. I met him through the Yard Goats where he got his start, but he does game day stuff for the Connecticut Sun, for UConn, a whole slew of things, including the Yard Goats, of course. And now he's up at Gillette doing Patriot games. And yesterday must have been a little wild. We thought we'd catch up and say a quick hello. Connor, you all right this morning?
Top of the morning to you, Brian. I'm doing fine.
How cold was it yesterday? Was it miserable?
You know, I got it. I'll shout out Mrs. Game Day. She gave me an early Christmas present, which was a heated vest. So I was doing fine most of the day. But yeah, it was very cold. The Monday night game was bitter cold. That was one where I was like seeking shelter 10 times during the course of the game. But yesterday was very, very cold, but it was an electric atmosphere, so it was fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I kind of want to ask you before we can talk about other stuff about yesterday, though, because, I mean, the first half was insane, and then the second half was, like, almost kind of terrible, almost. I mean, what was it like when they went up 21-0 and they thought they were going to roll?
So, I happened to be up on the concourse for that third touchdown, and it was just, so, like, I'm around all of the fans at the 50-yard line, and it was just unbelievable, just how excited everybody was, kind of the energy, the noise level, and right, and you have this like, oh my God, it's gonna happen, here at home, and that was, but listen, if there's any team that has taught teams not to count their chickens before they hatch, it is the New England Patriots, by the way. So, and Josh Allen is just, he's a stud. We've seen him do it a million times. And, Coach Vrabel talked a lot about it in the press conference after, just about, they ran the same stuff
Didn't
go our way. It was competitive, we split the regular season series.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, my wife got mad at me. I was like, even when the Patriots were still ahead, it felt like they were losing, and I was acting that way. I wonder if the crowd was probably kind of similar in that sense. Even when they had that small lead, it was like it just didn't feel like it was going to go their way. We're talking with Connor Geary, Game Day Connor. My question is, out of all your gigs, right? I mean, so you started off this career pretty much with the Yard Goats, I think, and you have the Sun, and you have UConn Huskies in basketball and football and the Patriots. Am I missing anything?
Well, no, you got all the teams pretty well. Actually, I do some work for one of Connecticut's indoor soccer teams as well, too. But I do, I get tapped a fair amount by the Basketball Hall of Fame. I do a number of sort of championship events for the NCAA as well. And then I've been fortunate to be asked by a lot of, organizations like you certainly know as well, kind of being on that circuit of people to come enhance events and auctions and things like that. So I've gotten to do a lot of really cool things.
What's the toughest? I mean, and I it's a two-parter. Like, what's the toughest overall, but also between the I'm putting UConn as a pro sport with of your high-end sports. What's overall the toughest, and what's the toughest sport?
Yeah, I make no bones about the fact that from my vantage point, the toughest program that I run is the Connecticut Sun program, by a couple orders of magnitude, just in terms of how involved they get me. There's a lot of physical movement in Mohegan Sun Arena, basketball pace. I'm doing something every single timeout. Sometimes it's in the upper deck, and sometimes it's down below, and it's a lot more stuff. I refer to them as hits. Anytime I'm on camera or on the microphone, I just have a lot more hits for the Sun. So that's the toughest from my job perspective. Listen, not that the Patriots is not a
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's not particularly hard. It's just a long day. Right. You know, it's got 4 hours of travel. It's a lot more of a commitment. You're outside for 6 hours straight yesterday, in December. So there's a lot more of that I don't have to encounter in any other venue, really. But the third kind of component I'll throw in is that the Yard Goats schedule is just very, very, you know, the baseball schedule playing 70 games and we'll go 6 days in a row. So that's kind of got this, you know, more grueling effect, in that regard. I mean, not that the games aren't incredibly fun, right. And it's not as hard as say that the Connecticut Sun program is, but you know, you got a lot of games in a row, a lot of nights in a row that you're working. So,
yeah. And it seems like the Patriots, it would be, I mean, I guess you got to do something like every inning with the Yard Goats, and it sounds like the Connecticut Sun do it in every stoppage. Whereas the Patriots, is it more than like half a dozen during the game? Is it?
And the other thing there is I have a co-host. So specifically, the workload is cut in half because I'm pretty much doing every other. So yeah, there's a little bit pregame. They involve me in the pregame tailgate, which is sponsors and season ticket holders. So I'm doing an event and helping host that beforehand. And then you're right, during the game itself, there's so much other stuff going on that, you know, I have a limited role. So I'll do, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 hits once the game actually starts.
And the Patriots, they had that guy, was it Fitzy? Whose place did you take?
Oh yeah. I mean, I believe it was essentially that they had Fitzy kind of doing the on-field stuff. I wasn't privy to see any of his games, but
You're way better. You're way better. Way better.
I appreciate the compliment. I'm sure he did what he could, but I was fortunate when I was up there in May hosting the lacrosse national championship weekend on behalf of the NCAA. The venue this year was Gillette, and unbeknownst to me, the Patriots were looking for somebody to kind of fill that role and asked if I'd be willing to apply to the job. So
that's really cool. So they watch you do your thing, and they're like, "That guy's good."
Correct. That's exactly how it was.
Nice. You can go to gamedayconnor.com. Hey, listen, he'll do your bar mitzvah if the price is right and he's available.
Sure will.
Get some rest. We appreciate it. And it's cool. I think that, I mean, the Patriots, the NFL is a huge stage, and you never know who's going to be watching that. So a lot of good things can be coming down the road. We appreciate it, Connor.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very cool. You know, you sort of turn around and, you know, Travis Scott was there, Jay-Z was there, Cardi B was there, Matt Rife, the comedian, was there. And I've gotten to, I got to interview Kyle Arrington, you know, Super Bowl champ. Some of the former players that have come through, Vince Wilfork. It's been a really cool experience.
Wait, Vince Wilfork, skinny now.
It is devastating that, like, everyone's looking at Vince Wilfork going, look how good that guy looks. And I'm like, maybe a half inch bigger than Vince Wilfork now, and that's just something I got to work on professionally at this point.
Yeah, no, you're doing just fine. Connor, have a great day. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Brian, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell everybody that they got to check out the Yard Goats 12 Days of Christmas deals.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about the Yard Goats. And by the way, the winter hats that the Yard Goats have are for real. They are so great. And there's a new one out this year because I have them all. I buy them all. And I agree with you. Go to the Yard Goats website, and they have great deals. And they had free shipping, I think, for a stretch. They might still have it. Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Connor Gear, game day, Connor.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.